with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Boren, talking now with the mayor of Gloucester, Mr. Greg Verger. And Mayor Verger, really incredibly unusual event overnight in Gloucester regarding one of the wind turbines up in Gloucester. So what's the status? Can you give us a little update or background on what happened, Mr. Mayor?
Well, sure. I was notified around 6:30 this morning by Eric Smith, our fire chief, to let me know what he had just found out, that one of the turbine blades had fallen off. So we started the process of calling all the people we needed to call. Eric dispatched some of his team up to the site in Blackburn to apply materials, and then we reached out to the police department to make sure we had somebody on a detail on standby, because they did end up closing the road. So we jumped right into action, making the calls to personnel at Applied, and tried to get a handle on what was going on. And what we did find out is that the blade had indeed fallen off. And apparently everything went, all the safety protocols went according to plan, where it stopped, and I guess it was a good thing, so it fell straight down as opposed to getting flung off in another direction. So that's the one good thing out of this whole mess, is that the safety protocols did indeed work as they were supposed to.
Mr. Mayor, these turbines, there are three of them at Blackburn Circle, and two of them are sort of twins, and then there's the one at Applied Materials, as you mentioned, which is the really tall, big one. And those blades there are big. I mean, they're long. We saw them come in barges several years ago, and the weight of them and so on. Is there any communication with the company that built these things, or what's the status of what happens next?
Sure. So I was on a Zoom call with the with our staff from the city, you know, emergency services, as well as planning department, and representatives from Applied Materials and from the contractor that does the maintenance on the turbines, and coincidentally they do the maintenance on the other two, which the city has an energy sharing agreement, or energy revenue sharing agreement with. So so we've found out where we stand, and started getting the wheels in motion to take next steps. So as you'll see from the press release soon to be in your inbox, they Applied Materials is going to be doing, I guess, a root cause analysis to see what had happened, and then take the usual actions to make sure it doesn't happen again. And we're also going to be looking, I'll be interested to see the status of the two turbines we have a piece of the action on, to make sure that all of the maintenance, routine maintenance checks are up to date.
Well, I was going to ask you that exactly, Mr. Mayor. Is there a chance of, you know, in the auto industry, it's called a recall. We're shutting these things down until there's analysis made, or have you not gotten that far yet?
Yeah, I think it might be premature to start talking about that. I guess we just have to find out what happened, and then see, you know, how unique it was, or how common it is. I guess falling turbine blades aren't very common, but you know, as you mentioned, that one, the Applied Material one, is much taller than the other two that are on the old Gloucester Engineering site. So obviously safety is the biggest concern, you know, and that's what we want to make sure happens.
All right, anything else you want to mention to the citizens, to the residents of Gloucester about this thing, Mr. Mayor, because it has been productive, and those turbines have produced a lot of energy for the city.
Right. So, well, the one for Applied Materials, I believe it produces about 30% of their energy for their plant up there, Blackburn. And I think it's saved them about $1 million of energy costs over the, it's got to be at least, 10 or 15 years it's been up there. Ours have been very productive for us. We think it's about $300,000 a year we get as our share of that, the revenue that's generated from there. So it's an important part of our budget, as well as Applied Materials, their turbine is to their budget. So we just want to make sure everything is safe and sound, and that we can continue to produce clean energy that's to the benefit of the residents of Gloucester.
Gloucester Mayor Greg Verger with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.